checking the tuning by listening to the octaves. So we first tuned up the banjo, and we want to make sure that it's really in tune with itself. So we want to check the octaves. We'll first check the Ds, the fourth string D, and check it to the octave of the first string D. They're the same note, but 12 half steps apart. Now, if it were not in tune, we'd hear a little sourness when we check the octave. So we want to make sure they're the same note by retuning it. That sounds pretty well in tune. Now remember, we're going to tune the third string, G, by matching it to the fifth fret of the fourth string. And that sounds pretty well in tune. We can check the G octaves, the low G and the high G. That's a little sour. Let's put that in tune. Okay, so listen to the octaves when you're tuning the banjo. The last thing I have is that second string, which needs to be tuned by matching again. So that second string is a B. Let's play it at the third fret and match it to the first string. And then play it again at the eighth fret. That's the second string at the eighth fret. Makes a G note and match that to the G's. So listen for the octaves.